got a brand new way for you to end your day. New show, new podcast. It's K-Rock 955's Tim and Jess.
We are chatting about which sibling is the hardest done by. McDonald's is celebrating the middle child, essentially saying their version of their burger, the McChicken, is the middle child of their burger range, Jess. Who's the eldest again?
The Big Mac. And then the youngest is the cheeseburger. So to celebrate the middle child of the menu, they got $1 McChickens today only.
So can anyone buy it, or do you have to prove that you're a middle child?
No, it just you have to buy it on the My Macca's app.
Okay, so, right. Because that'd be weird being like, oh, I need to take all my brothers and sisters to McDonald's. But it's one of those things where I feel like whatever you are in your line, whether you're an only child, eldest, middle, youngest, whatever, somewhere in the middle, you always feel like you're the hardest done by.
Yeah.
I feel like I am get it off pretty sweet and easy in my family as the youngest.
Yeah,
I feel like you get the run of the family, Jess, and I don't understand how you don't see it.
What do you mean?
As the middle child.
I get the run of the family.
Yeah.
Do you know...
Everything revolves around Jess.
My whole family were at my place for Easter. I had them all over for Easter lunch.
Just use the word my.
Okay.
Very aggressively.
And we were all talking about the different streaming services that we had.
Yeah, yeah.
And my brother said, hey, it's weird. Me and Natalie, which is my sister, don't pay for any streaming services. Like, we're all just we all just use Jess's accounts.
Yeah.
And my sister was like, shut up.
Yeah, don't say it out loud. Never say it
the
out loud.
The hardest working member of the family.
Nah,
see? The forgotten middle child, right, Jessica, over here.
No one feels sympathy for you when you say it like that. We've had a few people call up on 52-232-955. Jess, we got Lloyd from Armstrong Creek.
Yes. Lloyd, which of the siblings do you think has it the hardest?
I feel like the oldest cops it because they're the first of the lot, so they get everything handed to them first.
On the front line, getting
it. They've got no one to follow, the lead of.
But isn't that that's a badge of honour because you tried, you tested, you got through. And if you got younger siblings, they probably had, your parents maybe took learnings from it. But you're like a callus on a hand. It's you've done the work and you've earned
callous,
it,
Lloyd.
You
know?
Yeah, the guinea pig.
As we would call it.
There's now, Lloyd, you've got a couple of kids yourself, right?
Yes, correct.
So you think
you're 8 months apart.
Your eldest has got it tough.
Well, my oldest, she was our learning baby, I guess, and then she come pretty good, but our son, being the handful, is the one that cops the most flack
of life. Okay. Yeah, all right, Lloyd. That is. what did you say, Lloyd? What did you call it?
The practice.
The practice baby.
Yeah.
Okay.
Kirby in Brimley, you think the eldest is also the hardest done by, right?
Yeah, but I've got the head and shoulders above quite a few of the others. I was the eldest out of everyone. I was the first baby in the entire lot of the family.
Oh, wow. So you're the oldest child in your family and then the oldest cousin as well.
Yeah, yeah. So I was the one that everyone else was measured by, and that really sucked for me because I did have a lot of mental health issues when I was younger, so I didn't do great in high school and all this kind of stuff, and I worked straight out of high school, blah, 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 and one of my cousins used to work for NASA.
Like space agency? Okay.
No. Yeah, he worked for NASA at one particular point, so, now... I was the first one to have kids, all that kind of stuff, but I had it pretty hard when I was a teenager because everyone was like, come on, you got to do great in these things so that, your brothers can see how
Kirby, easy it is. I get that a bit because my dad's the oldest of 11. He's got 10 brothers and sisters, and anytime there's ever confusion, it's like, well, what do we do, Peter? What are we doing, Peter? And he's just like, just because I was here first doesn't mean I'm the CEO. So
tell you what,
I feel
Kirby,
that, Kirby.
You walked so your cousin could
literally
run
fly.
On space.
Literally fly.
You've got a brand new way to drive home. It's Tim and Jess. K-Rock 955.
In every single week, Jess, you know who's making news?
Us.
No.
Celebrities.
Celebrities. They just won't stop being celebrities. They're always so famous for the things that they do, the movies they're in, the songs that they sing, blah, blah, blah. But we like to try and stay on top of it by challenging one another.
Yes. Let's play 60 Second Celebrity.
Kara, Tim and Jess. OMG. It's a 60 Second Celebrity.
Yes, today, Tim, you have 60 seconds to try and think of the celebrity that I have in my head right now.
Yes or no questions are the only questions I'm allowed to ask. You have to answer them to the best of your ability because I'm sure you don't know. Like,
was I know everything was about every celebrity.
Was I born in rural Tasmania?
Who knows?
Exactly. No. Historically, I'm incredible at this game.
Okay.
I believe I got it
in like 10 seconds last week. So
I did pick the biggest softball for you to smash out of the park.
I've got a big softball for you today as well. So take your headphones off. I'm going to tell everyone who will be guessing. Today, Tim will be guessing the celebrity James Corden. Yes. Okay. Timmy, come back. Yeah. Okay.
I don't know why, but I think I know.
You know.
I just think I know.
What? You've done me dirty before, yeah. So I...
What I'll do, I'll probably just say their name straight out of the gate.
Okay.
Because I've got three guesses, so I'm happy to burn through one straight away.
Sure. Okay, right. If you feel confident. Your time to stop after the first question.
Okay. Am I a male?
Yes.
Am I Daniel Radcliffe?
No.
Oh, damn it. Okay. Well, boy, now I'm in a panic mode. All right. Am I Australian?
No.
Am I American?
No.
Am I English?
Yes.
Okay. Am I a politician?
No.
Am I a singer?
No.
Am I in movies?
Yes.
Do I host television?
Yes.
Am I James Corden?
Yes! Damn it! How did you get that so quickly?
I just danced my way through that. Maybe you need to get up, Jess, because historically you're garbage at this. I saw a video. Has he finished his late night talk show in America?
So he is wrapping up. This is his last season of The Late Late Show. And they just released the very last carpool karaoke.
With Adele.
With Adele.
I saw that this morning.
Hello, I'm Adele.
What are the chances that I see that? Today.
I thought I had, because I did Tim a bit dirty when I went for lunch. I left a story up about Daniel Radcliffe on my computer and I thought you might have seen it.
Oh, no, literally.
I was trying to lead the witness.
No, it's just because my wife's very much into Harry Potter and she was like, Daniel Radcliffe had a baby.
Yeah.
So I didn't even look at your computer.
Damn.
Sorry. I was doing my job as well. Whistle in the way home,
listening to song. All new, all drive, all week long. It's Tim and Jess, K-Rock 955.
If you're eating, put your food down.
Yeah.
If you're in your living room, get out of there. If you've eaten today, get to a toilet as soon as possible because Jess has found something in her house that's quite foul.
Tell you what, if you haven't done a deep clean of your house in a while, I would look in every nook and cranny because you just don't know what you're going to find. I've only been living in this new place for 2 months and we thought everything was all sweet. I was vacuuming under the couches because we like to keep the place nice and tidy.
Nice.
And as I moved the couch away, I realized that in the last week or so, at some point, mold and mushrooms have started growing out of the carpet.
Mold, you go, okay, understandable, gross.
Yeah.
Mushrooms, you go, portobello?
I don't think these mushrooms were edible mushrooms. Yeah.
Nah, that'd probably make me reconsider the air that I breathe. It's foul and disgusting.
Yep.
What can we do to make that ick into something better, Jess? We can celebrate other people.
Yes,
found
misery loves
things.
Company,
absolutely. Steve in Werribee has given us a call. Steve, what's something gross that you found?
Yeah, I have a cat, and when I first got him, you know, he didn't know where the litter box was.
Oh, no.
So anyway, it was about a couple of days, and I was smelling this smell, and I'm like, where's this smell coming from? I couldn't find it anywhere. Turns out there's a big turd hiding on the couch somewhere.
On the couch?
How did you not find it if it was on the couch, Steve?
I don't know. Just anyway.
Not in your corner.
Yeah.
Not your problem.
We all have our spots
corner,
on the couch,
Tim. I don't know. Yeah.
That is, and because I think I've been around for one of your cat's poos, Jess.
Yeah.
You immediately smell it, but then it does go away. It's quite a strange sensation.
Yeah. If it's not buried by anything, it can linger for some time.
Steve, did the couch ever?
Yeah, that's what it did. It lingered on the couch. Yeah.
Could you ever rid the couch of that smell?
Yeah, well, we've got it out now. Just put a bit of chemical on it, whatever.
Whoever you don't like that comes to visit your house, make them sit there.
Yeah, make them sit on that seat. I wouldn't sell it on Marketplace as just brand new after that. But, Jess, we also have Bowden, who's been helping out with the Brekkie show, and we love him getting involved when he's in. And, Bowden, you're currently in a bit of a standoff with something in your shared fridge with your housemates.
Yeah, look, it's a salmon fillet.
Oh.
So it's at the start, we were like, yeah, cool, you know, we're going to try and three young blokes, let's try and eat nice.
Yeah. and you said the most share house young person thing ever.
Do you want me to?
Yeah, because it's fantastic. that you have your own shelves in your share house.
Yeah, so we actually...
So not your shelf, not your problem,
no,
yeah, I imagine.
So we broke the bank. We bought a 3-tier
wow.
fridge. Yeah, I know. Wow. Yeah. So this housemate, I'm not going to name him, actually, no, Michael, stuff here.
Yep.
He's in South Australia for work. So right. naturally, me and Jack, my other housemate, go, nah, not our shelf, not our issue.
Not my shelf, not my problem.
Yeah, exactly.
Till the fridge starts really starting to waft.
Fishy
so
up.
We're going, nah, what's this? Having a look, sniffing everything in the fridge, going, that's not our problem.
This is the most 20-year-old thing I've ever heard.
Sniffing the Tim Tams, we're going, no, it's not chocolate.
Oh, my God.
And then we go to this, you know, wrapped deli bit of paper, and I've looked at the label, and I'm like, it's got to be this.
Yeah.
So it's, naturally, I'm just like, hey, Jack, come have a look at this. Jack rips it open. And oh my God,
never ripped
it
the
just
bag.
Ponged. Yeah. It stunk. Yeah, yeah, so we've had to air the whole house out for like the next hour.
I'm surprised you didn't put it back.
The next hour.
Yeah, I'm surprised you didn't put it back on his shelf because it's still his problem. Well, that's the mentality in share house, folks.
No, so now you put it in his bedroom and then he can find it when he gets home.
It's Tim and Jess. K-Rock 955.
I want to tell you about something that I've been trialing, and I feel like everyone goes through their own version of this, and I thought it was a safe space. That's why we love the show, bring safe space and talk about something.
Okay.
So you get just try and remain respectful. So, you know, we're all insecure.
Okay.
We're all insecure about our bodies.
Mm-hmm.
And in particular, like, would you say I am a hairy man?
Yes.
Okay.
I feel why like are you scared? Because this is a trap,
no,
right?
No. So, Like stomach, chest, arms, legs, ass.
Okay, I haven't seen...
You haven't seen my ass. But yeah, like, I'm a fluffy bunny.
Yes.
And that's fine. Like, it is what it is. Ever since I was younger, I've always just had a little bit more hair.
Your wife gently suggested you shave your shoulders, didn't she?
No, it was wax my back. But it's weird because, like, you've seen my back. It's not thick. It's just random single hairs.
Yeah.
Maybe 3
Islands.
Centimetres apart. Little oases out there. But it's funny you bring up the shoulders. So I've had for years now just like a group of 1 or 2 to 5 or 7 hairs that pop up like directly on the top of my shoulders.
Yeah.
And I have
little
always
shoulder pads.
Yeah. And but no, like if anything, like little tassels. Just like little frills on either side. And I've always been like, oh, I don't like them. Cause if it was a whole shoulder thing, I'd keep it, right?
Yeah.
But no, that's not the deal. So I pluck them or like if I'm in
you
the shower.
Pluck your little seven hairs.
But I've decided lately to stop plucking the shoulder
Whip
hairs.
Them out.
Well, I want
see.
You to come over here and
oh,
have
God.
A look
okay.
in the studio and you tell me if I need to commit to, like, because I feel like I need to take testosterone to grow it or some hair loss
oh,
stuff.
Oh, God. How intense is it?
Just little.
Oh, I can't see any.
See these little.
It's like 3 hairs.
That's what I mean. Isn't it weird?
I think just shave it.
Oh, wow. Body shaving. Body shaving. Because I've got them on the other side as well. And you're right. So it's just like
them.
3 or 4 tiny hairs on the exact
Mate,
same point in my shoulder.
I have more hairs on my chin than you have on your shoulders.
Okay, calm down.
So
I didn't say it, but it's just, and we were talking about. It's funny. Someone brought up. They were like, "Oh, you know, when you start losing hair on your head, it starts popping up on your shoulders." And I was like, "How does this person know?
Has he been reading my diary?" Yeah.
So, because it's kind of like, you know, those like the Greatest Showman, those like very nice like circus ringmaster jackets.
Sure. Yeah.
The hairs kind of replicate the frills on the shoulders, but it's just it's those 3 or 4.
I think it more looks like you've rolled around where like your dog has been,
and
it's
just
a couple of dog hairs have stuck on. You just get one of those like sticky things, just get them off your shoulder.
I did say that I was hoping this was going to be a safe space, but I showed you a part of my body. You said alter it. And that's disgusting. So, you know. All right.
I didn't say that's disgusting. I said it was pathetic.
It was implied. Yeah.
All new. All drive. All week long. It's Tim and Jess. K-Rock 955.
Tomorrow morning, Tom, Lingy and Loggy at their Cash Castle. All thanks to Mimosa Homes, Jess.
Yes. Giving 5 lucky listeners a chance to run through a Mimosa Homes display home that is just going to be fitted out with...
Yep.
Like wads thousands, of cash.
Thousands and thousands of dollars.
And they just have to grab as much of it as they can.
Yep. Whatever they grab, they get to keep. So they have to find the money, right?
Yeah.
And that's what we're asking people to tell us about. If they found money, maybe the people who are the cash runners getting ready for tomorrow morning, they need a bit of inspiration of places to look in a house. So on 52232955, that's what we're going to find out. Sue from Mount Dunead, you found some cash. Tell us about it.
Yeah, I was walking down the street in a small town one day and I was going past the bank and there was some money left in the till. It was about $320.
Out of the ATM?
Yes.
Oh, I was going to say the till. That is, yeah, I would expect $300 to be in the till. So it was just, oh, so someone has like put their card in, tried to get the money out, and then they've forgotten that it was hanging out of the ATM?
Yeah, so they must have taken their card and just walked off.
Oh, my God.
That's always the fear, right? You're in that rush and you go, I've got to get money, whether it's for a birthday card or something, and then you take your receipt, you take your card and you go. So how much did you say,
$300?
$320. And so, like, you put in your pocket, right, Sue?
No, what I actually did is I took the receipt out because the receipt was with, came out as well, and I just automatically went into the bank because I thought they'd be able to identify the person by the receipt.
Yep. And when I looked down,
I saw they had $140,000 in their bank account. I went, fuck.
Oh, no.
Mate, you should have kept it. Yeah. I don't think they're losing sleep.
Yeah, but I would have felt guilty.
Sometimes you're meant to feel things, Sue. I'm not condoning stealing. It's not stealing.
Well, especially when they're not got that, they've got a lot of money in their account.
Yeah.
If they were like negative $300, you'd be like, okay.
If they're wealthy, it's fine. Yeah. Play on. We've had
Robin Hood, Tim.
Yeah, we've had an anonymous call here on the phones today. Anonymous, I'm curious to how much money you found that you want to take your identity away. Tell us about it.
Oh, you understand when you hear the story.
Okay, go for it.
Way back in the day, I'm 45 now, when I was about 5 or 6 roughly. All the kids go down the park, they come home when the lights are coming on. And on the way home, they're like, oh, what's that in the gutter? And it was a roll of money with an elastic band around it. So I grabbed it, took it home and showed my parents. And they headed into the police station. That was right. And it was about a month later, we get a call. No one had claimed it, so we got the money.
Oh, well, then, I didn't realise if no one claims it, you get to keep it.
Is that real? I always thought it was like a trick that the police played on you and they're like, now we've got the money.
I don't know if things have changed. Yeah, that was way back then. So anyway, the old cheese decides, oh, well, we'll invest that for you, in, I don't know if you remember, Pyramid. It was like a, you put money in, you gain interest.
Right.
Needless to say, that money's gone now.
Oh.
Pyramid collapsed a while ago and a lot of people lost money. Oh. And, my mum thought she was doing a good thing back in the day. And, turns out the money was gone.
Well, Anonymous, lucky it was just found money, right?
Yeah. Do you feel comfortable telling us the amount?
It was $2,500 at the time.
Oh.
So, 5-year-old kid, I'm like, that's going to buy a lot of lollies.
Yeah, a lot of lollies.
Come on! Oh, thanks, guys. You're the best! Goodbye. Goodbye.
New show, new podcast. It's K-Rock 955's Tim and Jess.